This is the Sons and Slaves Podcast. This is a show devoted to helping fathers and sons honor and obey the Lord. Join me, Jared, and my sons Ransom and Valor as I talk to them about boyhood and the process of becoming a man.
Welcome to the Sons and Slaves Podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts today, Valor and Dad. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing pretty good. You did all right. Valor, what are we doing tonight?
Oh, going hunting.
We're going hunting. That's right. We're going to Mr. Tom's house. We're going to get us a big buck. This is Valor's first time going out in the stand. And Ransom has not yet sighted in his crossbow. He'll be getting, you got your own tags this year, though.
Yeah.
It's exciting. When are we going to practice the crossbow so you can get out there with me?
I don't know.
Okay, well, probably maybe an evening this week.
When do you think Valor will shoot his first deer?
It'll be a few years, but
hunt with his own.
With a crossbow, I'd say maybe next year it'll be big enough. The problem right now is that he can't touch the trigger and have his eye on the scope at the same time because it's still too big.
Yeah.
Valor is growing, and he's taller than Collins. We looked at that today. RJ.
Collins Ramsey?
Yep. Yeah, they went back to back today, and he's just a little bit taller than Collins, but he's 5 months older than her. I thought that was pretty cool. Valor's rocking his camo today. And what are you drinking today, Valor? The chai tea latte. That's right. Now, we would encourage you out there, if you're not drinking anything right now, young men, this is a great time to go get you some hot cocoa. I mean, just pause it right now. Make some chai tea latte. If your mama doesn't know how to make a chai tea latte concentrate, then have her reach out to Jordan, and she can get that recipe, and you can also drink your very own chai tea latte. Now, Ransom, what are you drinking?
Red Bull, Rocky Road Dairy Milk.
Rock Your Own Dairy. It's good stuff. And I am drinking some good old-fashioned rot gut
coffee.
Black coffee. That's right.
Really good right now.
Oh, it's good. It's kind of cold today. Not cold, but it's a cold front. It's actually like 70 degrees, so it's not really cold.
Yeah. We'll swim in something.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but you guys have played outside. Let's go ahead and pray. Who wants to pray for us today?
I do. Jesus, thank you for this day. I'm praying that we're going to get a nice and good deal for our family to eat. I pray for when it's the night we would have a really good night's sleep and that the deal, if we shot it would be very, very good. And I just pray for this day to be very well. And
amen. Valor really likes food, don't you? What's your favorite food right now?
Cheese cups.
Mac and cheese cups. Okay. You guys know what we're talking about today? We're not talking about Joe Burrow, no. But Joe Burrow, he's doing well, even though the Bengals are losing. He's doing really well. He's got the highest QB rating this year, I saw.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think he's got like 14 touchdowns. Yeah, better than Patty Mahomes. He's got 14 or 12 touchdowns and only two interceptions. It's pretty good.
Wait a second. And like his touchdown or passing touchdown?
Passing touchdowns.
Kirk Cousins.
I don't think he has more than that this year. I think he has 6 or 7 throwing touchdowns this year. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was looking at it yesterday. No. Okay. We're talking about pain today. Physical pain. Here's the question I have for you. And then for the listening audience out there, you're going to have some participation here today because I want you to talk about to your family and I want you to remember the most painful thing you've ever experienced. So, Valor, what's the most painful thing you've ever experienced?
I don't know how painful this was, but it was probably the most. When Bubba was in the middle of she leg.
Oh, yeah, you broke your leg. That's right. You know, you were really tough about that. I don't even remember that you cried or anything about that. I think you were just limping. I know I fell on your arm. Wasn't it your arm?
No, my leg. So
I fell on your leg and then you fell on Valor's leg? Man, the Sparksmen are falling on people's legs. Okay, Ransom, what was the most painful thing you've ever experienced? Is it the hatchet?
No, that wasn't very painful.
It wasn't painful?
It was sharp.
Okay. When
you do things quickly, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Okay.
Tell the truth, probably my broken toe.
Oh, that stubbed toe. That was really bad. Yeah, he stubbed his toe a month ago, and it blew up. Maybe 2 months ago, maybe. And your pinky toe looked real gross and ugly. Man.
Almost the entire thing was purple.
Yeah, it was pretty...
It bruised my entire foot.
It was pretty ripe. Okay, so we're going to get into this chapter. I think it's really good, and I think that there's a lot for you guys to learn. Valor, I want you to listen up, because this is really important, okay? It's really important for us as men to be able to control our emotions when it comes to pain, work through pain, and do the right thing. You know, we've talked a lot about how there's a time to cry and then a time not to cry. Time to cry is a time you're thankful for God's grace, or thinking about family, and just really are just overjoyed with a gift that God has given you. Just gratitude, it's a great thing to cry about, or just awe, or you're just worshiping God, or in prayer, or maybe grief, somebody died or passed away, and that can be tough. But with physical pain, we want to push that emotion away. We don't want to cry over pain. We want to do the right thing, even though it's really difficult. So there was a little boy named Mark in this story. Bob in Boyhood and Beyond tells us about Mark, and Mark was a four-year-old. He was out running ahead of all his buddies and even his dad and mom. It sounds like almost like a Trail Life event where he's out running. Well, he falls forward and skids his knee on the ground, and just lands really hard on the ground, and he starts to bleed. Well, of course, all the men around them were like, "Hey, Mark, that was a great slide. You're all right, buddy?" And they're like, "All right, a little bit of blood." And they were encouraging him in that way. Well, guess what? Mark didn't cry at all. And all those men thought that was so cool that he didn't cry at all. He got up, dusted himself off, and he kept on hiking. And I think it was encouraging to him that other people were saying, "Oh, man, that's cool." They were not allowing him to cry about falling down and in front of everybody. And here's what Bob says, that Mark is training to be a man. To become a man, in an honorable sense of the word, every boy must learn to face pain head on. It's a part of everyday life. Often it's the small cost of obtaining wisdom, strength, and skill. Now, this is going to challenge you guys, I know, because there's been times that you guys have cried over these kinds of things, because you're still growing and learning how to control your emotions, and I get that. It can be tough, and the older you get, you know, get a little bit easier to control your emotions, but emotions come out in a little bit different ways. But here's what he says. A self-centered boy is overly sensitive to pain. He thinks of his own happiness and overrates what makes him feel uncomfortable. He lets pain stop him from his responsibilities. When he should be out working, he thinks about how hot it is. When he should stand and give his chair to a lady who just entered the room, he thinks about how tired he is. He thinks about the scab on his wrist and doesn't want to wash the dishes. There are thousands of opportunities for a selfish boy to think about pain instead of about what he should be doing. So, it's hot outside. We have big stones to move outside. Is it easy to make excuses about the heat to not move that riprap? Remember that? Yeah. Valor, what was it about that you just loved to do? Remember those big stones we were moving in the creek? And you were helping me with that?
What? And figure out where to put them.
It was kind of hard, but we had to work through pain, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We had to work through difficulty. We had to work through the heat. What happens if pain gets the best of a boy in life?
Then the boy becomes a baby.
The boy becomes a baby? Okay, what else?
And
what about the good things that could be done?
Wait.
What?
And when we got that one cut.
Uh-huh. We did. But what about taking care of a house or having fun with a sport, maybe even playing basketball? If you're not willing to be injured or work through pain, what do you think's going to happen to a boy when it comes to a sport or a difficulty or a challenge? What do you think?
They're going
to
become babies.
Okay, that's that babies thing again. Yeah, babies. They're going to miss out on a lot, right? There's sometimes when I was having to do stuff around the house, and even last week, I remember when I bashed my finger and there's blood everywhere. I was out working, and remember I kept my finger on that big stone outside, and I just had to keep working. Remember I walked in and had blood on my finger real bad? And
get it to him, right?
No. Because a man has to learn how to deal with pain. And that's exactly what Bob says. A man needs to learn how to deal with pain. If you try, here's the great problem, boys. Look at me. If you try to live without pain, you might as well go ahead and die. A man who hides from pain hides from life, because pain is common to all. So there are a few things that are helpful when we think about pain, because nobody just wants to hurt, right? Nobody wants to have pain in their body. But how many people have back pain and have to still go to work? How many people have a broken foot and still have to do what they got to do?
With a missing leg, he just kept working.
That guy with a missing leg. We saw a video of a guy with a missing leg and on a crutch. He was still carrying around bags of concrete. That's honor. He was providing, wasn't he?
Yep.
Nothing was going to stop him.
Yep.
From providing. Remember, there's a really cool movie called The Cinderella Man that's about James Braddock, a fighter, boxer. Well, he was a really good boxer, and then he had an injury that made him start losing fights. He broke his hand. Well, after that, the depression hit in the 1930s. That's something you guys will learn about when you're older. And he was having to work through pain. And even though he had a broken hand, he was having to carry these heavy loads. It was hurting him so bad, but he just had to keep working. So I had to figure out a way, how am I going to work with a broken hand, because he had a family to provide. Let me just ask you this. When you're older and you have a family, are you going to be willing to experience pain to provide for your family?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know you're going to be willing to do that when you're a man?
That's a learning lesson.
One of the things that's important for you guys to know now is you're not allowed to cry about some kinds of pain. You're not allowed to cry because you're bleeding a little bit. You have to learn these lessons now so you can know when you're a man that you can work through pain. Yes, Valor.
Just like I was wanting, I fell and hit my knee really hard. It was bleeding real bad. Came running down the lane, 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Just look that thing through.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of this. We were doing a 5K. Valor was doing his very first one, and he was the number one. He got number one. We told you guys about that. But he was running alongside of me, and about halfway through, about a mile and a half in, he had a big fall and fell down on his knee, started bleeding. And he got back up, and he kept running. And I had to encourage him, work through the pain. Valor, you got to work through the pain. And then every once in a while, it would start hurting bad enough, and I'd have to rucksack you, put you on my back. And then I'd say, it's time to run again. And Ballard'd say, okay. Or you'd say, Dad, I want to run again. And he would get down and he would run again. And even though it was very difficult to run that 5K, you finished, didn't you? Are you happy you finished?
And then when I got done, I like ate so much food.
You did.
It was hot dogs. Like, I almost ate the whole, I probably ate like half the hot
dogs. How many hot dogs do you think you ate? Half of one? That's not a lot. But you had cookies.
But I had a lot. I had like 10
other stuff. Yeah, man, that was a great day. Because 5Ks are a really good way to push yourself and to push your
pain. I ate almost a second roll. And then I almost ate a second roll. Like, I ate one roll.
Mm-hmm. Those kind of physical challenges are really helpful, and I would encourage you guys out there, do physical challenges. Get out in the woods, go run, do a 5K, a 10K, something like that. Do a long bike ride. When I was 5 years old, my dad took me on a 30-mile bike ride when I was 5. I rode 30 miles. But the good thing about those kind of physical challenges is it challenges you to work through pain, because that's what you have to do. When you're tired, exhausted, you're sucking air and your lungs feel like they're going to explode, but you have to keep on going, or your legs feel like they're going to give out and you just have to keep on going. That's a way of building character, not just in your own life right now, but for the long haul, for challenges that you're going to face in the future. Because if you've ran a 5K when you felt like you're going to pass out, you know, in the future, when you face pain, you're going to be able to overcome those challenges. That's really important. But there's also a few things that Bob talks about that's helpful in thinking about pain. So there are two things, and then we'll get to a third here in a minute. So the first thing is that pain is common to all. Everybody experiences pain in life. Do you guys know that? From headaches to backaches to being sore after working out, everybody experiences pain in life. So that's the first thing that is an encouragement to us to endure pain. The second thing is that pain is temporary. Pain is temporary. Pain comes and goes. When you put that hatchet into your foot, and when you went to that doctor's office and he had to hold you down, and when he had to put that needle into your foot, you were screaming and it was painful. But do you feel that same pain in your foot right now?
Nope.
You don't, do you? Because pain is temporary. And also, but there's more that he brings us to. He also reminds us that pain is limited, that God himself understands our limits as boys and as men. And he never gives us more than we can endure through his help. Now, clearly, he gives us more than we can endure in our own help. But he never gives us anything beyond specific limits that he determines. And so God has seen fit that the pain that comes our way is for our good and not for our harm. You know, the devil hates your guts. You guys know that the devil hates your guts?
Uh-huh.
He hates you and wants to bring pain for no purpose. But God, in his purpose of allowing even the work of the enemy or bringing any kind of pain or challenge into our life, is to build us up as boys and build us up as men. And that's what Bob tells us, is that pain is useful. God doesn't create something for no reason at all. You may not understand the reasons for your pain, but you can be quite sure that it's for your good. It is not wise to go looking for pain. Nobody wants to go looking for getting hurt or getting a broken arm. However, when it does come, rest in this knowledge that it will work for your good and it will work for the good that it came to accomplish. God is working in us, even through our pain. Now, sometimes the biggest pain that we experience really isn't physical. It's heart. It's our heart. It's a broken heart. When somebody passes away and dies, we talked about that at the beginning of the episode here, it's going to be difficult. And that's going to be a hard thing because we know that everybody dies. You guys will die. I'll die. Everybody we'll know will die in time. And it's hard to think about life and death, but it's going to happen. And when we face that kind of pain, we have to trust God and His purposes. And when we're faced with pain, here's what Bob says, many men think of only themselves. You have watched a boy scream uncontrollably over a small injury. You have seen others get angry if they don't get their way. You have heard complainers whine about being uncomfortable. And many men try to keep away from every type of pain, but none of those methods are fitting for a godly man. You've also seen people, when people close to them die or pass away, instead of honoring the people that passed away, they make it all about their own sadness. And yeah, it is sad when we lose people, but we want to honor God for the lives that are lived around us that honor Him. So back to physical pain. When your body's injured, don't be overly concerned about it. If you need stitches or your bone set, go take care of it. But don't show off all your bruises to everyone that comes around. A man does not need the sympathy of others. Boys, oh my goodness. When I was a kid, if I got injured, I wanted everybody to know about it. There's something in me that wanted that attention. But what Bob just told us, I think, is really important. So important. Such an important lesson. We don't need the sympathy of other people if we get hurt. God's doing something in our life. We don't need people to feel sorry for us. I mean, if God's working in our life, do you want somebody to feel sorry for you? No. Do you want somebody to feel sorry for you? Heck no. We're breathing. We got a great life. We got a great family, don't we? And if we get hurt a little bit, big whoop. It's just a part of life. Just an injury. Everybody is injured at some time or another. It's not worth making a scene about it. Instead of occupying your mind with your own hurts, be more about your responsibilities and help other people with their hurts and pains. And then when your heart is injured, don't get caught up in self-pity. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Our Creator's method for responding to pain is to overcome it with good. Don't lie in the corner like a whipped dog licking your wounds. Step forward and do something good to the very ones who hurt you. If you want a life of adventure, try loving the people that bring you pain. A godly man thinks more about the needs of his enemies than his own feelings. Guys, this is a challenge for us for the rest of our lives. There's going to be people in our life that annoy the heck out of us, you know? Without saying any names, don't say names. Have there been anybody in your life that's been annoying? Valor, have you ever been annoyed by anybody? What do you typically do with people that annoy you?
Yes.
Okay, you ask them to stop. What else? Do we ignore them?
No.
Ignore them? Is it easy to mistreat people that are annoying?
No.
Yes, you think it is, you don't think it is. Why do you think it's easy to mistreat people that are annoying?
Well, yeah, here's the lessons I've learned over the years. I've been, you know, in ministry for a long time and just been a Christian man, you know, for a very long time. And you learn that there's people that don't like you sometimes, and they're going to say mean things about you sometimes. And you can't respond by saying mean things back. You have to listen. You have to be kind. And what Bob says is, if you want to be a godly man, you have to think more about the needs of your enemies than your own feelings. If you want to be a godly man, you have to be thinking about the needs of your enemies more than your own feelings. And I think that's critical for us. And Jesus understood pain. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. He kept His focus on all the good that would come from His death. He could see the multitudes of people set free from bondage. He willingly went through intense pain and shame to gain that freedom for them. Let Him be the example of what your attitude should be. Pain will come. You will hurt. Your usefulness in this world will depend on your willingness to set aside the pain and do all the good you can and know that you should do. Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed. What a great passage. Pain. You guys have any final thoughts?
No, I don't. I got one.
What?
This is a normal question, but yes, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to not make hot KT lights?
No. I think that's about it. You guys have anything else?
Nope. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Sons and Slaves podcast. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes and pass this along to every father and son that you know.